2014 New York State Bell Proposal 1. Official Question: Revising State's Redistricting Procedure. The proposed amendment to Sections 4 and 5 and addition of new Section 5B to Article 3 of the State Constitution revises the redistricting procedure for state legislative and congressional districts. The proposed amendment establishes a redistricting commission every 10 years beginning in 2020, with two members appointed by each of the four legislative leaders and two members selected by the eight legislative appointees. Prohibits legislators and all other elected officials from serving as commissioners, establishes principles to be used in creating districts, requires the commission to hold public hearings on proposed redistricting plans, subjects the commission's redistricting plan to legislative enactment, provides that the legislature may only amend the redistricting plan according to the established principles if the commission's plan is rejected twice by the legislature, provides for expedited court review of a challenged redistricting plan, and provides for funding and bipartisan staff to work for the commission. Shall the proposed amendment be approved? CFB summary. The amendment would change the way state senate, state assembly, and congressional district lines are drawn every 10 years. Under the current system, the majority and minority leaders of the New York State Legislature appoint a six-member task force that drafts a plan in consultation with the legislature, then submits the plan to the legislature and governor for approval. Under the proposed system, the state's legislative leaders would appoint 8 of the 10 members of the new redistricting commission. Those 8 would choose 2 additional members. The commission would draft a plan, hold public hearings, and then submit the plan to the legislator and the governor for approval. Commission appointment, qualifications, and staff. The majority and minority leader of the Senate and the majority and minority leader of the Assembly would each appoint 2 members, and those 8 members would choose 2 additional members who may have not been enrolled in either of the 2 major political parties at any point in the preceding 5 years. To the extent practicable, the members would reflect the diversity of New York residents and be selected after consultation with outside groups. All commission members must be registered to vote in New York. Members may not, currently or in the preceding 3 years, be 1. A member of the state legislature, United States Congress, or a statewide elected official, 2. A registered lobbyist in New York State, 3. A state officer or employee, 4. A state legislative employee, or 5. A chairperson of a political party. Spouses of any statewide elected official, member of Congress, or member of the state legislature are also prohibited from serving on the commission. The commission would appoint 2 co-executive directors, 1 representing the political party with the most members in the state, and the other representing the political party with the second most members in the state, and would review any staffing plan prepared by the co-executive directors. Creating the plan. The amendment establishes principles to be applied in creating districts, which must be drawn consistently with the requirements of the federal and state constitutions and federal statutes. These principles include: no district lines may result in the denial or abridgment of racial or language minority voting rights. Districts may not be drawn with the purpose or result of denying or abridging such rights. To the extent practicable, districts must contain an equal number of inhabitants. The commission must provide a specific public explanation for any deviation from this standard. Each district must consist of contiguous territory and be as compact in form as practicable. Districts cannot be drawn to discourage competition or for the purpose of favoring or disfavoring incumbents or any particular candidates or political parties. Maintenance of cores of existing districts, of pre-existing political subdivisions, and of communities of interest must be considered. While preparing its redistricting plan, the commission must hold at least 12 public hearings throughout the state. The public must be notified of the hearings and be able to access and review the commission's draft redistricting plans, relevant data, and related information before the first public hearing. The commission must report the findings of the public hearings to the legislator when the commission submits its redistricting plan. Approving the plan and staff. The amendment also would establish a specific process for the commission to use when voting on the redistricting plan or the appointment of senior staff, and for the legislator to use when approving the plan. These requirements vary depending on whether the control of the legislator is held by one political party or is split between the two major parties. For example, if the Senate and the Assembly are controlled by the same party, commission approval of a co-executive director would require the votes of a majority of its 10 members, including at least one member appointed by each of the four legislative leaders. If the commission cannot agree on co-executive directors, the appointees of the majority leader of the Senate and of the Assembly would together appoint one co-executive director, and the appointees of the minority leader of the Senate and of the Assembly would together appoint the other co-executive director. Commission approval of a redistricting plan would require the votes of at least 7 of its 10 members, including at least one member appointed by each of the four legislative leaders. Legislative approval of any redistricting plan would require the votes of 2/3 of the members of each House. If the Senate and Assembly are controlled by different parties, commission approval of a co-executive director would require the votes of a majority of its 10 members, including at least one member appointed by each of the legislative majority leaders. If the commission cannot agree on co-executive directors, the appointees of the majority leader of the Senate would appoint one co-executive director, and the appointees of the majority leader of the Assembly would appoint the other co-executive director. In addition, the minority leaders of the Senate and the Assembly would each appoint a co-deputy executive director. Commission approval of a redistricting plan would require the votes of at least 7 of the 10 members, including at least one member appointed by each of the legislative majority leaders. Legislative approval of a commission-approved redistricting plan would require the votes of a majority of the members of each House. Legislative approval of a non-commission-approved plan would require the votes of at least 60% of the members of each House. If the commission cannot agree on a plan by the statutory deadline, it would be required to send the legislature the plan that received the most votes. If the commission submits two plans that are rejected by the legislator, or are approved by the legislator but vetoed by the governor and the legislator fails to override such vetoes, the legislator would draft its own plan, which, if approved by both houses, would be presented to the governor for approval. CFB summaries of yes and no arguments. Reasons to vote yes. 1. The proposed commission will be more independent than the current model because state and federal legislators, legislator staff, and registered lobbyists are prohibited from serving as members. 2. The amendment will discourage gerrymandering because the commission and the legislator are required to follow common principles that would prohibit drawing district lines that abridge the rights of racial or language minority voters, or lines that favor or disfavor incumbents, would be required to consider maintaining the cores of pre-existing districts, political subdivisions, and communities of interest, and would be required to create districts of contiguous territory that are as compact as practicable. The courts can use these principles to evaluate any plan and throw it out if necessary. 3. The amendment will ensure that the majority and minority parties will be forced to work toward consensus to approve senior staff and any redistricting plan. 4. The proposed commission will limit partisanship because membership will be equally balanced between the majority and minority parties in the legislature, and will also include two members who are not enrolled in either of the two major parties. 5. The current system doesn't work, and some improvement is far better than none at all. The legislature has not addressed this issue in 50 years. If we don't approve this compromise, it will be many years before we get another chance. Reasons to vote no. 1. The commission will not be independent because the state legislature chooses 8 of the 10 members and will control their votes. Along with the governor, the legislature has final say over any redistricting plan. The legislature can even draw up its own plan if it rejects the commission's plan twice. 2. The amendment will not end incumbent-friendly gerrymandering. In drawing district lines, the commission and the legislature are required to consider maintaining the cores of pre-existing districts and communities of interest. This sounds like the amendment would protect incumbents' districts. This will hardly produce an impartial and independent redistricting plan. 3. The amendment creates a complicated partisan voting system for hiring senior staff and approving a redistricting plan, which gives the minority party the power to veto the will of the majority. The amendment also requires the votes of particular political appointees for an approval. If the voting system were truly impartial, it would require the votes of the unaffiliated members instead, for example, to break ties. 4. The commission will not be effective because it will have an even number of members with equal representation from the two major parties. This will lead to gridlock. A deadlock on the commission empowers the legislature to create its own plan. 5. The current system is lousy, but this proposal will make things worse. Even its proponents admit it has flaws. In fact, it is a dangerous and counterfeit reform. If approved, it will set in stone a system of political control of redistricting in our state constitution, rather than creating a truly independent redistricting process. Changing it or improving it will be extremely difficult. The legislature can and should come up with a better plan before the next redistricting in 2022.